This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the presidential campaign moved a couple of spaces forward. And that comes with the resignation or the determination, the announcement by Joe Manchin that he will not run for re-election to the U.S. Senate. And instead, he's going to be doing a national tour, listening to people in an attempt to mobilize the middle. And as we just heard from Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, who, by the way, is a guy with a phenomenal political future. You could hear just talking with him there, and I've had this experience whenever I've talked to Governor Sununu before. The guy's a natural politician. He's very smart. He's been an enormously popular governor. He won the most votes ever received by a statewide candidate in the state of New Hampshire. Served four terms as governor. And he's not coming back to the governorship. I guess he feels he's been there, done that. But who knows what his future could be. Joe Manchin, it is widely assumed, is at least looking seriously at taking an independent push for president. And when you look at other independent candidates and how close Ross Perot came to actually competing in a meaningful way against George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton back in 1992, what happened with Ross Perot, and it's just very important to keep that in mind, is he lost his mind. No, he really did. He dropped out of the race at a time when he was tied for the lead with Clinton and President Bush behind. And he dropped out of the race because he said the CIA was trying to undermine him and tried to ruin his daughter's wedding.
Now, that was just sad.
Well, it was sad. And then he came back into the race. He dropped out. He was gone for 6 weeks, and then he came back in. This does not inspire the kind of confidence you're looking for or sanity in a commander-in-chief. Could Joe Manchin provide that kind of inspiration? How about Vivek Ramaswamy? Okay, now we're talking about the debate last night, and we are going to be speaking a little bit later this hour to Ron Dermer, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, about this new agreement that Israel made with the United States, not with Hamas, but to create a four-hour pause so that Palestinian civilians can get out of the way of the fighting in northern Gaza. Okay, we'll be talking about that as well. Okay, the one thing that I think was really very clear on the stage last night is that a lot of people watching the previous two Republican debates had sort of grown to dislike Vivek Ramaswamy. This time, I think the only proper response to Vivek Ramaswamy is to hate him. I mean, it's just such a hot doggy, substance-free nut burger. And again, the behavior last night was so shocking that when you talk about the big losers, I mean, look, Ramaswamy wasn't going to win the nomination. He wasn't going to get a big percentage. I don't think he will qualify for the next debate where you have to do better. You have to be over 6% in the polls, and he won't make that, I don't believe. But last night when he first got a chance to speak, he fairly clearly ignored the question and then attacked the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, which they're sponsoring the debate. So you've been invited. Why are you attacking her? He attacked her, and then he attacked Lester Holt and Kirsten Welker and Hugh Hewitt and the other people representing NBC who were the panel. And this is what he had to say. This is clip three.
Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. Do you think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, do you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you and the media and the corrupt media establishment asking the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go. Mr. Romney, this is how we get our country back. We need accountability.
Okay, Kristen Welker just sort of smiled back at him. And this is the first time I can think of in a major debate where a question was directly asked of one of the moderators. And the idea that you begin the debate by going after the organizers of the debate and the moderators of the debate. This is one of those things when you talk about what is going on here is that one of the things that was going on in the debate and its impact, Esquire has a new article in it that says Vivek Ramaswamy gets worse by the hour. And this was one of the most annoying performances, and you'll hear more of it coming up on the Medved Show. The idea that Vivek Ramaswamy is so angry is, well, and for instance, he indicated that he didn't oppose Ukraine, and he didn't oppose aid to Ukraine, but he didn't want to continue it. And why not? Well, and listen, this is the candidate Ramaswamy.
Mr. Ramaswamy, are you persuaded by President Zelensky's urgent new plea? Where do you stand on more funding?
I'm absolutely unpersuaded. And I'm actually enjoying watching the Ukraine hawks quietly, delicately tiptoe back from their position as this thing has unwound into a disaster. The first half of this race, I was the only person standing for it. Now they're actually quietly coming around to being more cautious as they should. Level with the American people here. Ukraine is not a paragon of democracy. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties. It has consolidated all media into one state TV media arm. That's not democratic. It has threatened not to hold elections this year unless the U.S. forks over more money. That is not democratic. It has celebrated a Nazi in its ranks, the comedian in cargo pants, a man called Zelensky, doing it in their own ranks. That is not democratic. More facts for you that you won't hear from the mainstream in either party or the mainstream media. The regions of Ukraine that are occupied by Russia right now, in the Donbas, Luhansk, Donetsk, these are Russian-speaking regions that have not even been part of Ukraine since 2014. That other people probably couldn't name those provinces for you. Those are the hard facts. And so to frame this as some kind of battle between good versus evil, don't buy it. And I'd like the likes of the sharpest of the war hawks on Ukraine, Nikki Haley, to have some accountability and answer.
Okay, and then she basically, he attacked Nikki Haley as Dick Cheney in three-inch heels. And for Nikki Haley, she doesn't look too much like Dick Cheney. She has a notably better hair, for one thing. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be any disrespect for Vice President Cheney. There is more on this debate and what it means, and who was generally declared the biggest winner of the night. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And on the Michael Medved show. I mean, Vivek Ramaswamy. There is a chart up here. It's in color. And it's a chart from PolitiFact. And they monitor the eight times since during the year 2023 that Vivek Ramaswamy has been fact-checked. And two-thirds of the time, 63%, it's been either pants on fire, false, or mostly false. And he continued that tradition last night. I played for you a moment ago what he said about Ukraine. And not only calling Zelensky a comedian in cargo pants and a Nazi, it is so reprehensible. I mean, he knows, Vivek, that President Zelensky, which is a big triumph for Ukraine, because Ukraine has a big history of anti-Semitism, but he's Jewish. And he's openly and publicly Jewish. And the idea that he is attacked as a Nazi by this know-nothing moron who is trying to get some attention for himself by differing from all of his colleagues. Look, when I say differing from all of his colleagues, I mean up there on the stage. He is the only one who, when asked about the new funding that President Zelensky has asked for so that Ukraine can continue its efforts to safeguard its independence and defeat the Russians, and he says he's not persuaded. Well, okay, he doesn't want to do that funding. He doesn't want to cut off all the existing funding. At least he said that. And then when he also said that Donetsk and Luhansk, that these two provinces of Ukraine have not been part of Ukraine since 2014, that's not true. It's just flat out not true. And what you could say is that there are Russian separatists who have gone into that area and been conducting this low-grade war. This is before Russia invaded, and that was the basis for Russia invading. But to say that they are Russian-speaking provinces, they do have a Russian-speaking population in both those places, but not all of those people favor Putin's invasion. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley took it upon herself in a fairly effective way, seemed to me. She is a former member of the cabinet. She had cabinet rank when she was UN ambassador with President Trump. And she let Ramaswamy have it concerning some of his nonsense and some of his wild distortions about Ukraine. Listen, 6.7.
I am telling you, Putin and President Xi are salivating at the thought that someone like that could become president. They would love to
see that. The fact of the matter is she doesn't answer
the
question.
So this is what I will tell you.
You're driving Russia into China's hands.
Ramaswamy, you had your time to talk. The ambassador has the floor.
Ambassador,
the first thing I'll tell you is we all remember what that thug did when he invaded Ukraine. We all know that 500,000 people have died because of Putin. And here is a freedom-loving, pro-American country that is fighting for its survival and its democracy. No, I don't think we should give them cash. I think we should give them the equipment and the ammunition to win. And I'll tell you, if Biden had done it when they first asked for it, this war would be over. But let's also remember this. When you left Afghanistan in shambles and left them with a ton of weapons and money, it's not that we left, it's how we left. When you look at Ukraine, don't think for a second, now everybody wants to move away from Ukraine, they'll want to move away from Israel a year from now. America can never be so arrogant to think we don't need friends. After 9/11, we needed a lot of friends. Now is the time to get partnerships. This unholy alliance between Russia, Ukraine, and China is real. There is a reason the Taiwanese want us to support the Ukrainians. It's because they know that China is coming after them next. There is a reason Ukrainians want us to support Israelis, because they know that if Iran wins, Russia wins.
Ambassador.
We have to see the combination of the three.
Ambassador.
Okay, and then later She, again, despite the fact that she misused when she talked about the unholy alliance, obviously Ukraine is not part of the alliance with Russia and China. Russia and China are working together to exterminate the nationality of Ukraine, its ability to maintain its own separate nation, just as Hamas is committed to, more than that, because they want to wipe out not just the existence of the state of Israel, but of Jewish people in general. And Nikki Haley showed some admirable moral clarity on that issue as well. This is 6.9.
What would you be urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do? Would you consider a humanitarian pause, for example?
The first thing I said to him when it happened was I said, finish them. Finish them. And the reason is I worked on this every day when I was at the United Nations. And we have to remember that they have to, one, eliminate Hamas, two, support Israel with whatever they need, whenever they need it, and three, make sure we bring our hostages home. We need to be very clear-eyed to know there would be no Hamas without Iran. There would be no Hezbollah without Iran. There would not be the Houthis without Iran. And there wouldn't be the Iranian militias in Syria and Iraq that are trying to hit our military men and women if it hadn't been for Iran.
And then there was a later duel. I mean, if this is after Ramaswamy had called Nikki Haley Cheney in combat in three-inch heels. And she corrected him. She said, no, I have five-inch heels, and I only wear heels that I can run in. And not as a fashion statement, she said, but they are ammunition. And then there was this, when Ramaswamy attacked her because her 24-year-old daughter, Nikki Haley's daughter, he found out uses TikTok. This is clip six. Listen.
I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it. And that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth. The easy answer is actually to say that we're just going to ban one app. We got to go further. We have to ban any U.S. company actually transferring U.S. data to the Chinese.
Okay, did you hear what she said? She said, you're just scum. that's fairly harsh, but that could be one of the memorable phrases, not a usual phrase you hear. Coming up, we'll be speaking to Ambassador Ron Dermer, Israel's former ambassador to the United States, and now a member, an observer at the War Cabinet with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Israel has agreed to implement daily four-hour ceasefires in the conflict against Hamas in Gaza.
This should hopefully give some room for a few civilians, innocent civilians, to move out of places where there's heavy fighting going on.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton says further humanitarian aid is being facilitated through the Rafah crossing in Egypt. The balance of power in the Senate may see a shift as Democratic Senator Joe Manchin declared he will not seek re-election. The West Virginian delivered the news through a video shared on social media this afternoon. It's expected that the Senate Judiciary Committee will pass subpoenas for Harlan Crow and Leonard Leo in relation to an ethics inquiry concerning the Supreme Court. There are accusations that conservative justices may have received hospitality and travel from Crow and others without proper disclosure. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome back to our air Ron Dermer, who is a former Israeli ambassador to the United States. He's originally from Florida, but he has been an Israeli for some years, a quarter century. And he is now also a current member of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet. Big news today, which seems to be very gratifying to the Biden administration. They had been pressing for a ceasefire or something close to a ceasefire, but instead there are going to be four-hour daily pauses in Gaza fighting to allow civilians to flee. Is this something that is intended to actually spare lives? People have been worried about the damaging impact on the population of Gaza. As this is basically an attempt to aid civilians?
Well, first of all, let me just clarify a few things. There's not a general ceasefire in Gaza, and the Prime Minister and the War Cabinet, of which you said I'm a member of the War Cabinet, actually an observer to the War Cabinet. We've made it clear that there will not be any general ceasefire, even a temporary one, without a return of our hostages. What the discussion was is, could we put in place safe corridors, humanitarian corridors, and safe zones so that people can go from the areas of the fighting elsewhere. And what we've been able to do that, it's been difficult because you're dealing with a war zone. But for the last several days, and I think for several more days to come, we've put in place a corridor that is allowing Palestinians to move from north to south. And the Biden administration from the beginning was encouraging us and trying to working sort of how we can do this to get people out of harm's way and also to get humanitarian supplies to those who need it. But this safe corridor from the north to the south has enabled us to get many, many people out of the zone of conflict. From the beginning of the war, we told people, get out of the northern part of Gaza. And if your listeners don't know, there was about 1.1 million people who live in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, and about 750,000 had already started moving to the south. This was before our ground operation began. Since the ground operation began, we've still encouraged people, leave this area because our soldiers are coming, and obviously we want to get the civilians out of harm's way. And in the last few days, we've, on a road, have allowed Palestinians to leave about 4 hours every day. And the first day, only several hundred left. The second day, I think there were about 4,000 or 5,000 who left. Yesterday, there were 50,000. I don't know how many have left today, but it's encouraging because obviously we're trying to do everything we can to avoid civilian casualties and just focus on taking out the terrorists, which we've been very effective at doing since our ground operation began.
What about the hostages? There has been speculation here in the United States immediately that part of these humanitarian pauses, 4 hours every day, that will help lead to the release of at least some more of the hostages. Are you optimistic about that?
Well, I don't think that's a factor. I think the one factor that will lead to more release of hostages is going to be enormous pressure on Hamas. There was no question to us and to all the experts who deal with the issue of the hostages and Israel's security and intelligence people that having the ground operation would put a lot more pressure on Hamas. And the more pressure we can put on Hamas, the greater the chance we will have not only to achieve our military objective in this war, which is to eliminate the Hamas's military capability to end its political rule of Gaza and to ensure that Gaza doesn't pose a threat to Israel in the future, but also to advance a potential hostage deal. And so I think we're closer today than we were yesterday, and we have to just keep the pressure on, and hopefully we can find a potential deal that could secure the release of many, many hostages.
There is a piece today in the New York Times, which you probably have seen, under the headline, Hamas's goal for October 7th, a permanent state of war. Does that piece by Ben Hubbard and Maria Abi Habib, does that piece speak to you about what you have known about Hamas, certainly even before October 7th?
Well, I haven't read the piece that you're talking about, but it's clear to me that Hamas's goal is, and it says it openly, is to destroy Jews. It also says openly to murder, to destroy the state of Israel and to also murder Jews worldwide. It's not just a terror organization. It's a genocidal terror organization. And you saw the evidence of that in this horrific attack on October 7th. And just the nature of the attack was so appalling. And that's why President Biden said it was, worse than ISIS. And Chancellor Scholz, the head of Germany, said it reminds them of the Nazis. I try to remind people that the Nazis tried to hide their crimes from the world, and these people were wearing GoPros going in there broadcasting it to the world. So I don't know if they want a perpetual state of war. They'd like to destroy the state of Israel, and they'd like to do it as soon as possible and build an Islamic caliphate and then attack everybody else that they disagree with. Remember, Hamas is an arm of the Iranian octopus. You have in Tehran the leader of an entire axis, the regime in Tehran, an axis of terrorism, and one of those arms is Hamas, and another arm is Islamic Jihad, and a third arm is Hezbollah in Lebanon, and a fourth arm is the Houthis in Yemen, and a fifth arm will be the Shia militias in Iraq, and a sixth arm will be militias and terror groups in Syria. They have many, many, many arms, and their goal is to definitely take over the Middle East, to dominate all of these countries, to take the more moderate Arab states and to cast them aside, and ultimately they want to threaten Europe and threaten the United States. And this is a main terror proxy. Hamas is a main terror proxy of Iran. It wasn't always that case, as you know, because you know the history when this started, but 93% of Hamas's military budget is paid for by Iran. One thing about Michael to understand the timing of this, there's no question in my mind that one of the triggering events was the fact that Israel and Saudi Arabia was moving closer to a peace agreement. We had been very, very optimistic that peace could be just around the corner, and I think there's no question that that led to a decision in terms of the timing. Because they were obviously planning this for a very, very long time. But why did they do it now, the question is? I think they wanted to prevent the possibility of an Israeli-Saudi rapprochement that would represent a very great threat to that entire axis of terror.
Yeah, that's exactly what the New York Times piece says, exactly as you're saying. The subheading says the group's leaders say carnage was needed to restore focus on Palestinians. You have to slaughter 1,400 people and take 240 hostages. I take it, we have less than a minute left, Ambassador Dermer, but I take it that you don't anticipate, even with these pauses, that there will be negotiations directly with Hamas.
No, there's a channel which right now is through the Qataris, because they're a main funder also of Hamas. They put a lot of money into Gaza, not their military, but they funded a lot of the civilian things in Gaza, and that's the main channel. But I think everybody in Israel wants to see these 240 people who come from 27 countries. They're citizens of 27 countries and include 40 children. They want to see them come home, but in order for us to achieve that goal, we're going to have to put a lot of pressure on Hamas, and each day our military is putting more and more pressure and has killed, I mean, upwards of maybe 2,000-3,000 terrorists, and we're just going to keep going until we both bring our hostages home and achieve a military victory. And the last thing I will say, Michael, the Israeli-Saudi peace, if we want to have hope for that peace, it first must have a victory. We must have a victory over Hamas in Gaza. That's the key to that peace. If the key to the Abraham Accords was sort of going around Ramallah and taking away the Palestinian veto over peace between Israel and our Arab neighbors, I think now peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia goes right through Gaza. An Israeli victory in Gaza, I think, will open the door to an Israeli-Saudi peace.
Well, may you be blessed, and may the State of Israel be blessed and the whole world by victory and ultimately by peace. So what is the reaction to this new initiative by Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush and Ilhan Omar and the Hamas apologists in the U.S. Congress? We will get to that. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show. Just a notification for those of you who are interested in further background on the Middle East conflict, on the attempt by Hamas to uproot, destroy the state of Israel, and frankly, the Jewish people. Check out our new Substack newsletter. It's michaelmedved.substack.com. You can sign up today. It's Michael Medved, one word, M-E-D-V-E-D, .substack.com. Sign up today. It's completely free. There is no cost, no obligation. And it includes a new piece that I've written about the three magic words that are used to justify torture and terror. What are those three magic words? Occupation, apartheid, and the third one? Well, you can try to figure it out. But better yet, you can read my piece. I think this is one of the most important pieces I've done. And it really is about the way that the malevolent people on the left have attempted to justify murder and a sadistic murder of the most horrific kind by the use of this language, which is so wildly inaccurate and does not apply. Check it out. Three magic words that are used to justify torture and terror. This at michaelmedved.substack.com and free. Meanwhile, it's also free to listen to people like Cori Bush, who was so emotional about earlier this week the overwhelming vote with 22 Democrats voting with a solid Republicans on the censure of Rashida Tlaib for accusing Israel of various crimes and basically identifying with the slogan, from the river to the sea, all of Palestine will soon be free. From the river to the sea means there's no Israel. She tries to correct that. But first, Cori Bush gave a cynical response to what I think most people think is the good news of Israel agreeing to a four-hour truce, a humanitarian pause every day. Every day, we're letting people know that they can use that 4 hours to escape, to get out of the way of the fighting. And this is what Congresswoman Cori Bush, Democrat of Missouri, had to say about that. Clip two.
4 hours, we get a break. The idea that we get a break for 4 hours, a break so that we can have food. I saw someone spoke about it, and they said, thank you for giving us raisins for a few hours. And then do we go back to bombing? So absolutely not 4 hours. I never personally called for a humanitarian pause, and I'm not going to call for a humanitarian pause, and I don't want to see, even though that is what's happening, a four-hour-a-day humanitarian pause, because what we need is to stop the bombing. What we need is, what is that mental anguish when you know, well, we get a break for 4 hours, but as soon as that 4 hours is over, then what? How dare we treat humans in that way? How dare we be so careless and so inhumane and heartless to where we decide that 4 hours is enough time to just to get you some stuff so that you can live a little bit longer until the bombs hit? How dare we, and how dare we treat humans as if we don't understand what it's like to be human?
Okay, how not understanding what it's like to be human? What do you say about the people who chopped off the heads of babies? And what do you say about the people who, by their own admission, have kidnapped small children and are holding them hostage? And the whole idea of a four-hour humanitarian pause is to make things better, to allow people to get out of the way, to mean that civilians who want nothing to do with this conflict, fine. But obviously, you have to deal with Hamas. And one of the points that Ambassador Dermer made was that the only thing that will lead to the release of more hostages, and there are still 240 being held by Hamas, and who knows, God knows what kind of conditions, but the only thing that will actually succeed in getting more hostages released is continued pressure. And the pressure on Hamas is not a pressure meant to be inflicted on the people of Gaza. It is directly meant to go after the terrorists. When he said that there had been several thousand terrorists who had been met death so far in the Israeli incursion, well, these are people who are not civilians. They're fighters. And the other alternative, by the way, to stop the violence is some kind of surrender. Which, by the way, it may be possible, but it depends on the conditions. Rashida Tlaib, who was censured by her colleagues, including 22 of her Democratic colleagues, voted to censure her. She tried to clarify what she really meant when she used the slogan, from the river to the sea, Palestine will all be free. So what did she have in mind? This is clip 13.
And so I want you to explain, like, what you mean by it and why you used it or why you included it in the video.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm asking my colleagues, don't distort the words of my residents. Many people in this movement for human rights for Palestinians have always centered around coexistence. You hear them calling for that and saying that, you know, no matter your faith, your ethnicity, your background, you should be able to live without fear, without discrimination, without this kind of inequality that, you know, Netanyahu's extremist party and his leadership has been pushing. And so for many of my colleagues, they know and deep in their hearts where my heart is, and many of the folks, including the American Jewish community that's out there, demanding again the call again against this notion that we can't all live together. And so I think, again, this is just a moment right now that folks want to use the specific moment to silence the majority of Americans that are calling for a ceasefire, to silence this movement around actual peaceful coexistence, because right now that's not what Netanyahu wants. Netanyahu's current government, most extremist government in the history of Israel, is not calling for that. He's going to the United Nations and basically showing maps where Palestinians don't exist. And so I wish my colleagues will call out that.
Okay, again, when you talk about Palestinians not existing, what do you have in mind when you use the phrase, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free? There's no Israel, then, in your view of things. And it is the destruction of the state of Israel, the only state in the world that is a designated and recognized and majority Jewish state. And by the way, there are 23 Arab nations. And if you look at the idea that the Palestinians have nowhere to go or nothing representing them, the Palestinian flag that has become so prominent, it is virtually identical to the flag of the nation of Jordan, which has a Palestinian queen, which has about one-third of the population in Jordan is Palestinian. And their flag has a little white asterisk in the middle of the red triangle. For blood, and yes, it is for blood, which makes it very, very similar to the Palestinian flag. She also goes on and talks about how her colleagues know where her heart is. This is clip 11.
Chris, look, I grew up in the most beautiful, blackest city in the country, where separate but equal didn't work. We saw it in our own country, but I'm not going to push it on the people. If folks want to push for a two-state, go for it, but guess what? Guess what? Netanyahu's current government is not supporting that. He's literally said it to us over and over again. He doesn't want to coexist with Palestinians. And we're saying, no, we're going to have a peaceful coexistence and pushing against those that want to target people solely based on the fact they're Palestinian or there's a different faith. And again, that's what my city that I grew up in taught me, is to push against that kind of racism, that kind of discrimination, and that kind of, again, call for elimination. If I'll use the words he said, cleanse Gaza.
Okay, elimination? Which side with the slogan about from the river to the sea is talking about elimination? Thank God they have no chance to eliminate this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.